Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski joining you again today on this Tuesday morning for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. I am your host, and as always, I am super glad and grateful that you are here with me this morning. Today, I'm talking to Ruchi Penegar. Did you catch that? Ruchi Penegar, who is a financial expert, but she is the CEO and founder of Watch Her Prosper. And what I'm really excited about this conversation, and I think what you'll find incredibly valuable about this too, is that we're going to be diving into things more than just numbers. We're going to be talking about money mindset. We're going to be talking about those crazy little subconscious beliefs that kind of dictate the story that we all tell ourselves about money. And we're going to be getting into a little bit of that. But Ruchi brings so much experience to the table. She is has been a venture capitalist. She has had a long career on Wall Street. She's also a speaker. And in addition to running a business, so she's done all the things. So I am super glad that you are here with me today.
Well, I am so glad to be here with you, Allison, and your incredible audience.
Thank you. Thank you. So you and I were chatting before we hit record. Please do me a favor and just introduce yourself to my audience, if you would.
Amazing. Yeah. So as you shared, I am the founder and CEO of Watch Her Prosper. So what we do, very much like a fractional CFO in your business, we just call ourselves financial guides. We do all the money things, the practical, tactical, help you with your financials, your cash flow projections, your bookkeeping, helping you get ready for tax time. What differentiates us, though, is that beautiful focus on improving your money mindset and really coming at it from a very spiritual and holistic way.
I love that. So let's start there. What exactly is money mindset, and how is that different from mindset in general?
Well, when you really think about mindset in general, it's simply what your mind is set to in any certain area, right? So your money mindset is what your mind set to around money. And how we show up, 95 to 97% of like how we be every day, how we show up is based on our subconscious beliefs. So what I like to ask all of you is, what is your mindset around money? What are you carrying with you into adulthood that you can now step back and recognize? So look at that. Take a pause and say, what did I learn about money? So many of us carry stories, right? So some of the things I hear from people, it's not polite to talk about money.
Yep.
Right? They might see their parents or, you know, loved ones fighting about money. So maybe money's not safe. We have a client who shared with me after doing all of this deep work around the practical, tactical numbers, and then still there was something missing around her money. What she realized is that her father used to weaponize money, so money doesn't feel safe with her. So even though we got her to a place of increasing her revenue by double, she kept spending. And then we realized there's something going on here. There's something deeper. We dug in there. So what is it that you're carrying with you that you almost don't even realize? And how are you operating every day? That's how we start. Just that simple recognition is the beginning.
Yeah. And that's super, super important for people because, you know, depending on how you were brought up, perhaps you were brought up hearing money doesn't grow on trees. I heard that a lot growing up because both of my folks are self-made. They work their way through school, you know, and so for them, that was a big story. That wasn't just a story. It was their reality. But I think we have to really check ourselves because just because we heard that growing up doesn't mean it has to be our story going forward.
Correct. And you know, another big one, I love what you said. Another big one is you have to work really hard to make money.
Oh yeah, I heard that one too.
This is a big one, right? And that's where we start to see the burnout. Like, I have to work really hard. So by the way, if you have to work really hard, but maybe you don't want to work that hard, maybe then you're not going to make the money you want because your belief system feels like, oh, I can't make it.
Yeah.
If I don't work it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people do go around thinking that, you know, regardless of whether or not you're in business, for people listening, there are just a lot of us that go around and we remember, you know, the stories, what was talked about and all of that. And how could we not carry that forward?
That's exactly right. So it's time to change the narrative, right? Like now, think about tuning into the feeling of the embodiment of like what it is you really want. What is it like to have all the money you could possibly want, to have all the things you could possibly want, to live in your abundance? Like that's the focus. That is where we need to be, right? You're the radio that can tune into the feeling. So why are we waiting to feel good? We have all of these conditions. Like I'll feel better when, I'll have enough when, I'll be happy when. Yeah. Why can't we just be happy now?
Yeah. And a lot of it is just really comes down to just committing and making a decision that you're going to do something different.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing that's different, it can be that simple. It can be that simple. And we're going to go there. We're going to go there. We're going to talk about that because the language that we use is so key. The language and the thoughts, right? We have 60,000 thoughts per day, 60,000 on average. The majority are negative recurring thoughts. What would happen if we were able to actually turn that switch and start to have more positive, more prosperous thoughts? And I'm going to give your audience a beautiful tool that they can use when we get there.
I love this. So let's dig in. So I know you have your own system that you use with your clients that you teach them, right?
That's right. So what I want everyone here to start to think about is prosperity. What happens when I say, what do you think about as prosperity? What comes to mind for many of us? Oh, I'm curious, Allison, what comes to mind for you?
I'm going to say something that probably isn't what you're expecting, but when I think of prosperity, you know what I think about? A rooster, because roosters symbolize prosperity.
I love that. That's beautiful. That is definitely unexpected. I love getting these new answers. I think for a lot of us, Allison, we grow up thinking prosperity is financial success, right? Money. Prosperity is more than the green stuff. And that's what I want people to start to think about. And I love to have people redefine how they think about it. And I use my three pillars of redefining prosperity framework. So I want to share those three pillars.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the first is well-being. The second is spirituality. And we'll talk about it and we'll make it really uncomplicated. And the third is healthy relationships with people and with money. And in my own personal experience and with what I have seen with our incredible clients and all of the women and humans I have spoken to, when you really live by these three pillars, you're really truly embodying what it feels like to be prosperous.
I love that. Okay? Yeah, I love that. So let's start with well-being then.
Yeah, let's start with well-being. Now, a lot of us think about the more traditional stereotypical things when it comes to well-being, right? Eating right, exercising, sleeping. Yes, yes, yes to all of that. Obvious. Now, I want you to have a broader definition here too. I want you to think about what are the things that bring you joy? Like what if you could spoil yourself like you would your best friend on her birthday? What would you be doing for yourself? We are in this go, 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 do, do, do society. Like I am one of those people too. I say I am a student of my own work, right? And sometimes there are days where I feel like an octopus with 8 tentacles and everyone's pulling at one of them and wants a piece of me, right? And so I just want to make sure you're on your to-do list. I want to make sure that you can sit back and just reflect on what are the things that I need to fuel myself. So for me, I'm going to share, like, I love my regular massages and I'm in New York City. So I love my beautiful strolls in Central Park, grabbing my Starbucks coffee and just like hanging out and being in a place in nature where no one's needing me. So thinking about for you, what is it that you love to do that you have just not prioritized? And maybe you used to paint, maybe you used to love to draw, to take dance classes. Maybe you love to get your nails done every week. We have a client who like loves that, right?
So really what is it? Getting that connection again to yourself is what I'm hearing you say.
Exactly. The quiet time, right? The quiet moments are where the magic happens. That's where we have creative ideas. That's when we can really connect to our intuition. We can feel really grounded. So it's really all about that. And it's about budgeting for it and putting it in our calendar, right? Because those things come in all budgets. Like I said, my walk in the park cost me my $5 Starbucks. And so
Sometimes it doesn't cost anything except time. But time is a resource too.
Time is a resource too. But when we give ourselves the time, we get it back, you know, in spades.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Love that. Yeah. I love that. So tell us then, pillar number two is spirituality. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So simply the recognition that there's something bigger than us at play here. So I like to think about universe, God, source, whatever resonates for you. If none of that resonates, even just think about your higher self, your intuition. So think about it this way, right? The universe is a mirror. What we're putting out is what we're getting back. So it's a reflection. So if you go back to what we were talking about earlier and those thoughts that you're thinking all day, what are the thoughts that you're thinking all day? Are they lack, scarcity, time, I don't have enough money, or are they abundant?
Yeah.
And what you're putting out is what you're getting back. So this is where I think it would be really beautiful to share a tool that I've created. It's my RIR method tool. So it's recognize, interrupt, reframe. Recognize when you're having negative, disempowering thoughts, interrupt them, and reframe them with something more positive and prosperous. And I'm going to give you some examples, and then we're going to talk a little bit about this, because it's not just about the words. So recognize. So, you know, those of us that do feel tight with money, maybe you're just feeling the bills are piling up and you can never catch up. And you might be thinking something like, there's so many bills, you know, there's never enough money. And just sort of like recognizing that, pausing, reframing to something more like, I'm so abundant. I'm so grateful that there's always enough to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. Every day, I trust myself more and more.
A simple shift,
right? And it could be with anything. Like this tool you can take with you, right? When you're stuck in traffic and you're so stressed out and you're late for something, you know, it's all about just reframing and pausing and just being like, everything happens at the perfect time. I am time. And you just start to sort of like feel your body regulate, and you trust that it's happening for your highest good. Like what is it that you don't know is happening? Maybe you being 5 minutes late saved you from an accident, right? Maybe you're now serendipitously going to run into like an old high school friend that you wouldn't have seen had you not been late. So just trust that it's all good. It's all good. It's all happening for your highest good.
There's always a reason why things are the way they are, even if we can't see what that reason is. But just to your point, trust that everything is happening for us, not to us, right?
That's exactly right, right? And you can do the same with time, right? Those of us that are moms, that are spouses, that have parents to take care of, children to take care of, right? That sandwich generation, you know, we're being pulled in all those directions. Like I talk about my octopus, right? So it's just like, there's never enough time to do anything. I'm so busy. I'm so overwhelmed. I hate the O word. I use it sometimes and I catch myself, right? And you just say, go into that time reframe. Or you can even do everything happens with ease. I am ease. And when you start to regulate your nervous system, you do find that things happen quicker and
easier.
Bring
up a really good point in that I think we always have to, and I'm speaking to everybody listening on this, we really have to be onto ourselves when we start to go in the rabbit hole of, I can't believe this is happening again. Or to your point, I have so much to do. I just don't know where to begin. And it's like just taking a minute and pausing and just reframing, because really what we're speaking out loud is how we're speaking to ourselves.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition
to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the AllisonK2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
That's exactly right. And I'm glad you said that about speaking out loud, because this is about the words, but the bigger thing here is the embodiment of the feeling, right?
Yeah.
So when we're talking about abundance and that reframe from the lack and the scarcity, like if you were to just close your eyes and like think about what does it feel like to have everything I could possibly want? And that is all the resources, all the money, all the time. What does it feel like in your body? You feel so at ease, you trust, right? You flow, you kind of create spaciousness for yourself. You know, it's the feeling is what you want to embody. So even thinking about this, there's all these studies with a lot of them are baseball players or athletes and musicians where they have measured the brain activity. So they have seen that the brain activity when you imagine something is the same as when you actually do it. So getting into that, those brain waves of abundance is really key to attracting it. So as an example of one of those studies is like a baseball player who's at home plate, who hits the ball, hits a home run, you know, hearing the roar of the crowd, feeling the wind on their arms and the goosebumps as they're running the bases, and they kind of slide onto home plate and score. The crowd cheers. Doing that and imagining that is the same brain activity.
Oh, so, interesting. Okay.
So you can essentially start to create that in your body for whatever it is you want. And the more you live in that feeling, the more you'll attract everything that you want to have.
I love that. I love that. Really, really, really good advice. So then the third pillar is healthy relationships with other people and with money, right?
Yes, okay. Exactly. So let's talk quickly about people, right? We are the average of the five people we spend our most time with. So this is a really beautiful time to pause and reflect. I'm not telling you to let go of all your friends. Okay. I'm just telling you.
And it's really good self-awareness, I think, to do that on a regular basis.
It is. What's the energy you want to be around, right? Like, think about those friendships. Are you lifting each other up, celebrating each other, rising each other up? Or are you gossiping and complaining? Like, what is that friendship based off of? What if you weren't gossiping and complaining?
Yeah.
What, would you still have things to talk about?
Yeah.
And
it's a really good thing to think about, I think, regularly for anyone listening. Regardless.
That's right.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you are. I have a group of three of us that would go out on a regular basis. It's been a while because a lot of people move after COVID. But what we would do is every time we went out, we would take 10 minutes each and we would go around and talk about all, we would brag on ourselves. We would each take 10 minutes to say all the things we're excited about and celebrating. And we would celebrate each other. Like, we don't give ourselves time and or permission to celebrate ourselves. So be around the people that you get to celebrate yourself with. And also along the lines of the relationships, thinking about the money piece of it, right? Like, do you have to hide how much you have or don't have with your friendships? Like, are you safe to talk about money? Are you safe to say, you know what, that's not really in my budget. Can we do something different this time? Right? So being around people that allow you to be yourself, who you are, how you are, financially and feel safe talking about money is really key.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people can probably relate to this, but it's, you know, especially the business owners listening. It's like as an entrepreneur, I think we have to always be checking who we're spending the most time with, because not everybody understands the entrepreneurial mindset, especially around money. You know,
that's exactly right. As entrepreneurs,
constantly changing, and it's constantly allowing yourself to be open and trusting yourself that, you know what, I can go make money tomorrow. That's my gift as an entrepreneur.
That's right. Making it, trusting it, by the way, talking about it. And this is the thing, you know, this is literally why I started my business. All of the incredible women who started businesses, who said, I love what I do. I'm really good at it. But what? I'm not good with the money, right? We got to let that story go. And that's what we do at Watch Her Prosper, like give you a safe space to look at your money, to talk about it, to not judge yourself. We certainly aren't judging you. We're creating that space for you to really talk in your language about your numbers and help you understand them and grow them. So it's really important to be around people you can talk about. And then those healthy relationships with money, that piece is really kind of what we talked about earlier. What is that belief system? What are you carrying with you? And this goes into our money habits. So it's our mindset and our habits. Are we looking at our money? Are we trusting our money? Are we making informed decisions? Or are we putting our head in the sand?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And I love how you've combined these three things because they're three very distinctive and different areas to look at in our life. And so it requires us to have a different conversation with ourselves, you know, around it. I'm not saying that the way we talk about money can't also apply to other things, but I think it's important to understand that these are three separate areas of our life for the most part.
That's right. And when you really focus on all of these three things, right, that's really how you embody that most prosperous life. So that's what we want for everyone.
So last question before we wrap up. I'm thinking about the person listening who maybe is thinking, you know what, this could probably be really helpful, but maybe they're a little skeptical. Maybe they're just like, you know, that all sounds good, but you don't really understand my situation or whatever. So what do you say to that person?
I say, how about you give it a try? How about you be open? How about for 2 weeks, you start to pay attention to your thoughts and you start to recognize them and you start to interrupt them and you start to reframe them with more positive, more prosperous thoughts, regardless of the black and white, regardless of the 3D experience you're having. Maybe there's not a ton of money in the bank. Maybe you don't have a job right now. Maybe your business is struggling with because of all the recession talk, right? And you're allowing yourself to be pulled in. So here's a really interesting thing. So let me go to this other interesting thing. I want you to challenge yourself for 2 weeks and I want you to really commit to this. And I want you to be open to the results. And I want to teach you something around science and our brain, right? We have something in our brain called the RAS, the reticular activating system. Think about it as...
That's the way I like
it. Exactly, girl. That's right. It's like a filter. And I say it's like the bouncer for your brain. What is it you're looking for? That's what you're going to see. You can start to play an experiment. Like if you notice, like, let's say there's a car you always said you wanted, like the Toyota RAV4, I love it. And I have always wanted a white Toyota RAV4. Now you're going to start to see white Toyota RAV4s everywhere you go, right?
Yeah.
You can play with this. So with our clients, when they're kind of getting into the spin of, okay, it's like really tight right now, there's not a lot of clients, I start to like open their mind up to all the possibilities they're not thinking about. So first it's just around changing the language. It's like, oh, clients are everywhere. There's ideal clients everywhere. And then we start to actually get into the practical tactical as well, because this is about the changing of the language. It is about the embodiment and it also is about the action. So look, when you're feeling defeated, if you're, okay, so let's go to that person you said was saying, oh, but you don't know my situation.
Well, because people love to argue for their limitations, that's all.
Of course, our minds are wired to be negative.
They are where they are.
Yeah. And here's what I'm going to say, a little bit of tough love. If that's how you want to live, you choose that.
Yep.
But if you want something bigger and better for yourself, I'm giving you a tool that you can use immediately. And I say, why not give it a shot?
Yeah, okay? Love it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the truth. If you want to live in that, go ahead. I don't want that for you. I want so much more for you. And I see so many beautiful possibilities for you. I wish you could see them in yourself. That's what I say to you. Okay.
Love it. Bring the tough love on. I love it.
Yeah. So that RAS, the one thing about that is the understanding. There's 11 million bits of information available to you at any second. I said that right. 11 million. Your RAS, your mind can process 40 a second. So what you're looking for is what you're going to see. If you're saying there's never enough money, there's so much debt, there's so many bills, that's all you're going to see. But if you're saying, if you can change that way of thinking and filter out what you want to see, there's so many clients, there's so many financial opportunities, every time I open my mail, there's more money available to me, right? Just start to play and you just experiment. And I am telling you, I hear this from people all the time. Yeah, like I did that, right? Yeah. You hear it too. You do that. And then like you get like, it could start small, a $20 insurance refund in your mail, right? And then something else happens and then a gift comes and then you get a random tax refund from 4 years ago that you didn't know you were owed. Just play. Be in that mindset.
If you don't allow yourself open to it, then nothing's going to change.
Correct.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. What's the best way that people can connect with you?
So a few ways. So first of all, I'm on Instagram. I love to share like fun posts just to keep you in that abundant mindset. And we do a lot of practical tactical tips as well. So at Watch Her Prosper, two H's, Watch Her Prosper. Okay. And then go to my website, watchherprosper.com. And on there, you can download our free Redefining Prosperity workbook if you want to play a little more in these three pillars. You can also apply to work with us. Those of you that are business owners like myself and you're looking for some support around your finances, getting into the practical, tactical, the bookkeeping, that's what we do. That's our jam. We work mostly with service-based clients. We work with men and women, all genders, all good. I know it's called Watch Her Prosper, but we've got lots of incredible male clients as well.
Amazing. Love it. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and all of your knowledge with us. This was a really good conversation.
Thanks so much for having me. Great to be here with all of you.
Yeah, of course. So for folks out there listening, if there was a lot of golden nuggets in this episode, this is probably going to be one of those episodes that you bookmark and maybe you go back and listen to again. Or on that note, if you thought this was incredibly helpful, like I did, you can copy the link to this episode and send it to someone in your life that you think might need to hear it and consider that a gift from me. And if you like, you can reach out to me on my website, www.theallisonk.com. And as you know, I tell you every week, my DMs are always open. You can reach out to any of us and we will be happy to do it for you if you just tell us where you want it to go. We're on every major podcast platform. We're heard all over the world. And I love hearing from all of you every week. A lot of you send me messages and say how helpful some of our episodes, some of our guests have been for you. And that's exactly why I created this show and why we also have our business show, Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. So hop on over and give that a listen to as well. So that's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks. This is Allison Kaczkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.